The Nationals going for their 9th win in 10 games, taking on the Rockies. Trey Turner hit for the cycle on Tuesday. What would he do for an encore on Wednesday? We pick it up in the second scoreless game. Bases loaded. Adam Eaton facing Tyler Chatwood.
Swinging a ground ball right side. It's through past the diving LeMayu into right, a base hit. Murphy has scored. Worth coming home. Gonzalez throw to the plate is offline. Adam Eaton comes through again in the clutch with runners in scoring position.
Well, you know, you get on base, you get on base. High drive, deep center. See you later. Write that one in your book, Mom. Trey Turner, second home run of the year, and he has his 10th RBI. The Nationals lead 3-0. Oh, that ball's hit hard to right. See you later. 5-0 Nationals.
These guys are so good right now, it's ridiculous.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, deep right field. Gonzalez going back. He can only watch. This one is long gone. Daniel Murphy with a 3-run home run.
There's one destroyed out to left center. If he would bat once again, needs a triple. 10-2 Nats.
He needs a triple for the cycle again.
The Nationals win for the 9th time in 10 games, taking it 11-4. They've scored 26 runs in their last two contests. Bryce Harper goes 4-for-4. He's an astounding 20 for his last 34 at the plate. The Nationals have scored 26 runs over their last two games. Ryan Zimmerman spoke about the offensive output.
Obviously a deep lineup, having good at-bats. Good to have Trey back in the mix. You really right now have nowhere to go when you're pitching to us, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You mentioned Trey. What stands out about his overall offensive ability to you?
I mean, he can hurt you in so many different ways. From the time he steps into the box, there's pressure on the defense. Whether he hits a chopper or hits one out of the park or hits one in the gap, you got to worry about him going three. And if he hits a single, you got to worry about him stealing bases. And have a guy like him and Eaton at the top of the lineup, It's tough to find one guy like that, and to be able to have two guys like that in front of, Harp, me, and Murph, it's not a great situation for the other team.
Still got one game left on this road trip, but you're 8-1 through these 9 games so far. What, if anything, have you learned about your ball club since you've left D.C.?
We knew this was going to be a really tough trip with the late start times, and I think we kind of got together collectively as a group at the beginning and said, we can't do anything about it. We might as well grind through it and push through it, and we kind of think the road trip doesn't end until after those 3 games when we get home, because that's going to be just as tough as being on this trip. So we still have 4 games left kind of on the road trip, nothing we can do about it, so we just decided to come out and try and do as good as we can.
You rake here. Do you want to go home?
I love being here, but it takes a toll on your body here as well. With the way that all of us are kind of seeing the ball and working together as a lineup, we feel pretty confident anywhere.
The Nationals lineup is red hot. Manager Dusty Baker spoke about it after the game.
We have depth. We have power. Most of them are swinging, pretty good right now. And, they get greedy, when they smell kind of blood in the water, then, they jump on it. So this is what we preach all the time. You gotta be greedy and be aggressive out there, but be smart, and we're running the base as well. Bryce has run last couple of days, 3 or 4 days, has really caused and created mistakes out there, which advances runners, and then next thing we got 2 or 3 runs, and the fact that we're scoring early in the games, and it's something else that we preach to, jump them early, and Tanner battled tonight. I mean, that in the 5th, we were hoping he got through the 5th, not only to get the win, but, it set up our bullpen. And, things are better tonight. And, we stopped them from coming back.
How much in your mind does Ryan Zimmerman hitting like this change kind of the heart of your order?
Well, I mean, you got a guy driving in runs and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And then, I still got to keep him fresh. And, it's great to see Zim, having success, because he was used to success. And he had success before I got here. And it's a beautiful thing to see him doing well, hitting the ball on the line. He's not missing pitches. He's not going after, bad pitches most of the time. And man, it's great to see it. Everybody loves it, and you know, he invigorates a lot of life in the team. And when you're hitting behind Bryce and in front of Bryce is Turner and Eaton, and then the middle of the lineup, and then you have to deal with Merv. So you know, we still got to get Anthony going. You know, so we're going to give Anthony a day off tomorrow. Hopefully, these 2 days. You know, help him get going.
There's something, Dusty, to be said for the team speed that you guys have at the top of the order, too, creating so many extra bases.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love speed. And, you know, speed that can hit is really speed. You know, speed that can't hit is just speed. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I like you to hit first and then show you speed.
Daniel Murphy hit his fourth homer of the season. He spoke about his team's red-hot offense.
It's just sustained pressure, I think. Each at-bat, guys are having great at-bats. I mean, it's starting at the top with the way Trey and Eat are putting pressure on them. Then, you know, and Bryce and Zim didn't look like they took a single pitch off tonight. So just sustained pressure. And this is the kind of ballpark, if you can get traffic on the base pads, it seemed like the holes open up. And, you know, just a great job by the offense. You know, Tanner did a great job today, limited to the damage to two. I thought Blake threw the ball great. Nice to see Gracie come out as well, too. It's a good team win in this place.
Results obviously can vary, but is this a lineup that you think can put that kind of pressure on a team maybe all year? Is that something it can maybe sustain?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We have so far. You know, I think we've had really good at-bats, and hopefully we can come out and win a series tomorrow and continue sustained pressure. You know, I don't know what the future looks like, but so far, we've done pretty well.
How much can the speed of the top of the lineup be important in getting the pitcher worried about that and helping you in your at-bats?
Yeah, again, it traffic on the base pads. You're going to put the pitcher in a high leverage situation. I think also when you get someone who can really run, like Adam and Trey as well, too, the middle infielders have to kind of pinch a little bit closer to the bag as well, too, in case there is a steal, and it just opens up holes. And, you know, in this ballpark, there's a lot of hits out there, as we've seen that they get them as well, too. But if you open up more holes, it just seems like you can really keep the opposing pitcher under pressure.
What did you hit off of Russell?
I think it was a cutter.
The last two nights you've obviously done well, and I don't know if that's a function of just finding your groove, given your talent, your experience level, coming here, or moving in the lineup.
Oh.
Or all of the above, or none of the above.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get a pitch in my zone and get my A swing off. Sometimes it finds out for grass, sometimes it doesn't.
Up next, the series concludes on Thursday with Gio Gonzalez on the hill.